There's the Chumash at the very beginning of this parasha says, "Vayasev elokim asam derech hamidbar yam suf," right? That Hashem turned the Am sideways, Vayasev, through the derech of the Yam Suf instead of going the derech Eretz Plishtim. And there's a fascinating Midrash Rabbah here, which says, "Vayasev elokim asam mikan amra filo ani sheb Yisrael lo yochal ad sheyas yasev." That everyone has to eat Be'aseva on the Seder night because of Vayasev Elokim Asa'am. Okay, so on the one hand, it's a cute medrash that Vayasev is a Lashon of Haseva, so we see that we all have to eat Be'aseva reclining at the Seder. But, I mean, that's not really what the Pasuk is talking about. The Pasuk is talking about taking a roundabout route through the Amsaf. And what does that have to do with what position you sit at in the Seder night? So in the Ksav Sofer and Chumash, he says that, no, maybe there really is a link to the Pshat in this Midrash. And he focuses on Afilo Ani Shebi Yisrael. Right? What's Ani Shebi Yisrael? Ani Shebi Yisrael has to be Mesev, has to eat Be'aseba, like a derech of a nobleman. He says, why? Why did Hashem send them derech of the Yamsuf? Right? Why not take them straight? So he says, one of the reasons, I know the Chumash talks about, Pen Yinachim Ha'am, but he says one of the advantages of taking the Yam Suf is in the Yam Suf, what happened? There was the Yam on one side, there was Paro on the other side, and it was totally hopeless, right? There was nothing they could do, right? And that's what they said to Moshe. We should have stayed in Mitzrayim. I'm bleeding for him. Mitzrayim, like I thought, most by Midbar. Hashem took him to a situation where it was totally hopeless. And then what did they see? They saw that with Hashem, nothing's totally hopeless. That as bad as it looks, Hashem could always save you, and Hashem, even though, like, there's no way, like, here's Paro's army, here's the Yam Suf, it's completely impossible. There's not even any imaginable way to escape from that. Okay, there was an unimaginable way to escape from that, which was the splitting of the Yam Suf, which, you know, we know the end of the story, but at the time, I assume no one could have possibly imagined such a thing could happen. What did the Jews learn from that? From Vayasvil, Kemisam, Derech, or Yam Suf, they learned that no matter how bad it looks, no matter how negative, no matter how hopeless the situation is, Hashem's on our side, and there's always a possibility of Yeshua Keheref Ayin. Says, from here we learn, Afilu Ani Shebi Yisrael, Lo Yochal Ad Sheyasev, even the most poor, downtrodden, oppressed person, whose situation is hopeless, and he has no reason to celebrate and feel free, and feel like he's on top of the world, because everything is hopeless. No. From this pasuk, we learn that Yeshua Hashem Keheref Ayin, and that Hashem runs the world, and that Hashem's on our side, and that any moment the Yeshua could come, and therefore, no matter how poor, downtrodden, and oppressed, you should sit like a nobleman, realizing that with Hashem on your side, everything's possible.